And songs with someone's name in it that you know is like, you know, kicking a water heater down the street.
You could. That could.
That
That's, could happen.
That is. That is just like kicking a water heater down the street. It's not going to get you nothing.
or that could also be like someone trying to sell you puppies in the parking lot of Boot Barn.
Oh, puppies.
Yeah.
Oh man, dude, I always feel really bad whenever I see that because it's like, wait, you have a puppy.
Whenever you see that,
yeah,
like, that's happened more than once.
Yes, that happens all the time
at the Boot Barn.
Not at the Boot Barn. No, I went to I believe it was outside the Big Five whatever it is, the sporting goods store next to my house is. Yeah, they're out there all the time. It was like this cute little puppy, and you're like, oh, it's a puppy. You walk up and you talk to the guy, and he's like, $400.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
what?
For a street dog?
No, I should have clarified. What the person that tried to sell me a puppy was riding in an old car and just pulled up in front of me and asked me if I wanted to buy a puppy.
Oh, he wasn't, like, soliciting?
No. It was, like, had it in the lap and was like, excuse me, you guys want to buy a puppy? And then pull the puppy out. Yeah. And I was just like, no, I don't want to buy a puppy. And then, oh, okay. And they drove away.
Because you totally look like a guy that would buy a puppy.
But it was a girl right driving now. And a guy in the passenger seat. And and we were walking. And then we just pulled up in front. And I was expecting, oh, we need money for gas. Because mm-hmm. there's, you know, gas station near there or uh-huh. something. And excuse me, I don't mean to bother you, but... you want to buy a puppy? And just pulled it like just looking at me, and then just up from underneath the seat, like, surprise, I got puppies on my lap. And yeah,
there's so many of them.
Yeah, and it looked sad too. It was like just kind of hanging there.
Give me the fuck out of this car. I'm trying to sleep.
Like Sarah McLachlan should have been there with the piano just playing. Yeah, should have just been playing. It was sad. I felt bad, but I wasn't gonna buy that damn puppy. I was just like, no.
I kind of picture it like, I wish it would have went down like he just was like, hey, SA. He's like, I got some good stuff in the bag. You got any money? Let me show you what I got. Puppies.
Just a man in a trench coat. Hey, wanna buy a puppy? Wanna buy a puppy? Got puppies.
Puppy. It just lifts it up like Simba. Like, oh, say, hey, I'm gonna eat.
He is so cute. He's a puppy.
Yeah.
Simba.
That's pretty great.
The things that happen out here.
Oh, dude. Yeah. The other day, I was, we went to the 24-hour subway on outside of Albertsons.
Oh,
in Palmdale.
Yeah.
And it, like, this is the first time since it turned into a 24-hour subway that I've seen that place in daylight. Like, I don't go there unless it's like 2 o'clock in the morning and I need a raspberry cheesecake cookie fix,
you know, but, from Subway.
Or just turkey. I just need turkey.
You just give me the turkey.
Just give me turkey. Put it in the bowl.
And you, this nice lady walked up, right? And she's like, hey, you guys got any money? You know, like, we don't have any money. And she was really nicely dressed. And she's like, you know, we got robbed or whatever. And I was like, no, you know, all my money's on plastic. I'm sorry, you know, whatever. And then from across the parking lot, some dude's just like, don't give her any money. You're like, hey.
Yeah.
Don't fucking give that bitch any money. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
And I started walking away. And this dude fucking swamps this chick. Just like, I know who you are. And all this crazy shit. It was like yelling at her,
wow.
Right? While she's just like quietly head down, like walking away. She's like clutching her purse. He's like, you just walk around here and fucking ask for money. You got a $300 purse. And it's just like walking after her, right? Like the chick's just trying to be quiet. She's like folding up and walking away. Like he's going to go away. And this dude's just stomping after her. And you feel bad for the girl and not for the guy that is probably totally fucking right. Like, now that I think back on the event, he was probably totally fucking right that she's just panhandling for money because, you know, she had nice shoes, she had nice clothes, she had a nice purse. There was no fucking car that she went to, so the whole thing about her needing money for her car doesn't make any fucking sense. And so when you look back, it's like, yeah, you know, that dude was probably right. But I felt really bad for, like, I wanted to give that poor girl money.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry. This really is work. I'm just, here's my money.
Yeah.
I've got a story. Okay, Ethan and I were sitting at the Barnes & Noble Starbucks, like, outside, you know. Anyway, we're sitting there, and I'm having a smoke, and I got my cigarettes on the table, and Ethan and I are just talking, and this, what we didn't know at the time, crazy lady, homeless lady walks up, and she's like, hey, you got a cigarette? And I'm like, okay, you know, I'll give you a cigarette. And at that time, Ethan was, you know, smoking a little bit. And so I denied her a cigarette at first because I knew she was a little bit crazy when she started talking because I didn't want her to stay because I knew once she got the cigarette, she was going to sit down and stay. Ethan had one of mine, so I pretended like that was it, right? And he's smoking his, and she's getting into a conversation with Ethan, and she's like, oh, can I have a puff off of that thing? And Ethan's like, oh, okay. So he gives it to her. The next words out of her mouth, I shit you not, are, yeah, when I was younger, I used to be a prostitute. And she goes to hand it back to him, but he's like, I'm okay. Just the herpes.
Some of the best crazy people I have found in like Palmdale, Lancaster are at that Barnes & Noble.
They are.
They get the weirdest fucking people at that Barnes & Noble. And I don't know why. And I don't know how. And it's always during the day.
Yeah.
There's nobody crazy there during the night.
Nope.
You know, it's really weird because it's like mostly students or whatever.
Yeah.
But during the day, they're fucking weird, man. There was a dude with a cape. I went there once. There was a dude with a cape. And he was just walking around. Totally walking around like he didn't have a fucking cape
on. Was he in costume or just the cape?
No,
cape.
Just the cape.
Wow.
Just.
Maybe it's coming back.
Just the cape. He was just walking around. And nobody but me, I have to say, because I was stalking him like the goddamn crocodile hunter, was even acknowledging like that wasn't a fucking crazy thing.
Yeah.
Right? And like, meanwhile, I'm like chasing after people like, this dude's got a fucking cape. I needed to confirm that I wasn't fucking crazy.
What color was the cape?
It was like a, I want to say it was like a light red.
Wow.
It wasn't even like
a vampire thing.
Yeah. No.
Like super.
No, it's not. It wasn't like a masculine red.
Oh. Right. Wow. That makes it worse.
Yeah.
Maybe he goes on picnics all the time, and like he just ties it around his neck so he doesn't forget his picnic towel.
Or another time, I really want to believe that that's true. But he's just an avid
another
picnicker.
Picnic. Okay, whatever. I got the towel already.
Picnics.
I love this guy. He's always ready for picnics.
Yeah, that's George. He's always ready for picnics. That's what he does, you know. Bring a basket. He's got the towel.
Yeah.
All right.
Another time, it's just like one of those things where you go into the cafe and you look at all of the people in the cafe. And you try to sit next to the craziest possible person you can, which is like my constant goal in any like cheap restaurant, is you're like, all right, you look crazy. And you sit next to him just so, you know, you have a little bit of entertainment while you're eating or whatever.
Dinner theater.
These guys were seriously talking about real life mermaids.
Oh, man.
Like, they were convinced that they were real and they were... They were speaking as if they were real, and they were talking very seriously about their location and origins.
Ooh, God.
Like, you know those, you know, I don't know if you guys watch the X-Files, but there's like the main guy in X-Files, right?
Yeah,
Mulder. Right, Mulder?
Fox. Yeah, Mulder.
Yeah.
And Scully.
And Mulder has this offshoot bunch of friends. Who was like, okay, Mulder's in the government, so he's not so crazy. His offshoot, like, bunch of friends are fucking nuts, right?
And they're like, the lone gunman?
Huh?
The lone gunman?
Yeah, the lone gunman. They're fucking crazy. And these were the lone gunmen. No fucking joke. They were the lone gunmen, but they had gained like 30 pounds.
Uh-huh.
And you just sat there, and it was absolutely. And we have that moment in.
I was going to bring that
yeah,
up.
Yeah, go ahead. Go for it.
Taco Bell. Yeah. It was me and you and Darren Hendricks.
And from, Alex, I believe.
Yeah,
right?
and Alex from Order 66 and Darren from All Hail the Crimson King. And we were, I think we just met up about doing some shows, you know, like handing out flyers and talking and stuff. You know, and we're walking and we go across the street just to go get something to eat and talk about stuff. And we're talking about, we had a wide range of topics about current events and music and Dio, I think, came up in the conversation. Yeah. And then in the middle of this, we just hear like some guy in the back, like, rah, 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 and he's just like, it's like he's talking, but it's just like nonsense. So all I'm really getting is just rah, 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 coming from the back corner. I'm like, what the hell is that? Like, I could tell it's a crazy person
yeah.
just because kind of, you know how you read the room mm-hmm. in places? You don't just start yelling in a Taco Bell. Mm-hmm. And
so he sounded like an old lawyer, like a mid-century, like blah, 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 I object.
Kind of. If he had done a lot of meth, then yeah, yeah.
Oh God.
Well, the
yeah.
thing is that he was like pausing in between his craziness.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
So like somebody was answering him.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was like a dialogue. Like he was rehearsing lines with somebody or having a really intense conversation.
Dear God, that's insane.
Oh, he was like, no, was... no. And then like, we're just all looking at each other like, we need to get the hell out of here. And we're trying to like not laugh because it's just so obvious. And like, yeah. we're trying not to look back there either because, you know, when you make eye contact, you die.
Yeah.
You get stabbed. And that's how it goes.
It's like the scene in Raiders of the Lost Ark where everyone melts.
Yeah, no, don't look him in the eyes because yeah. I'm a useless character, but we don't need to get into that.
Let's not do that.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
It is depressing.
Whether or not you were there, he was talking to himself.
Yeah, exactly. He could have been in a Taco Bell. He could have been on the North Pole. He could have been the Monopoly guy for all he knew. He was talking to himself, and then the world didn't exist around him.
Oh man.
And so but then we're trying, okay, you know, we're just gonna get out of here. We're gonna try and not laugh out loud. And all of a sudden we hear, oh, kill the assassins in the middle of the Taco Bell.
I am the KKK.
Oh yeah, I am the KKK. Kill the assassins. And we're all looking at each other like, what in the fuck is going to happen?
Did Alex shit himself?
No, Alex was freaking out. Alex was losing his mind. And we were all looking at each other like, you know, like, what's going to happen? Just because, like, if someone yells at a restaurant, that's some pretty yeah. heavy shit, you know?
There's just tacos there, man. Like, I don't
know. Yeah, no, it's
and
just
waffle
tacos. Like, yeah,
that's,
it's
that's
just
why.
Tacos. Like, yeah, protest against the waffle taco. You don't need to kill anybody.
Kill the assassin.
Yeah, kill the assassin. Like, that, what does that even mean? Like, I don't know. Just
but got really high and played Assassin's Creed and just got a totally different meaning than the rest of us.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know, but.
He's
yeah,
a Templar.
Yeah, there are just things like that happen.
I had a Taco Bell experience in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
I was with my friend Jeff. We both went to the same school. And we were just sitting there eating tacos. Normal
like
day.
As you do.
As you do at Taco Bell. You eat tacos. Getting a Baja Blast.
Oh, always.
Always.
Limited time.
Limited time.
Just a side note, not a limited time.
No.
It's been a while.
I remember drinking that like it was water about to evaporate.
Like a limited century.
Yeah, like it was Water World and this was, you know, like it's a limited quantity thing. But yeah. Anyway,
that's
so
how
you
get you.
Yeah, tacos, Baja Blast.
Taco Baja
good
Blast.
Times.
Homeless guy. Smells like what you expect. He walks right up next to us. He sits down and he just looks at us. Like just a stare. And he makes like a grunting noise, you know? And he's looking at us, and we're just like, I'm just like in the middle of biting my taco. I was like, "How's it going?"
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, and then he did like a mumbly thing, kind of like that guy, but he was talking to me, but he was like really like, like a Boomhauer kind of thing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, "That's cool, man." Like, I don't know what to say to it. Yeah. He pulls out. Playing cards, but not like a deck of playing cards, like, you know, 52 cards that you play poker with. Hannah Montana trading cards. Sealed in pack, mint condition. I have to say, he's a very nice guy for giving me mint condition. And he just pulls them out. He puts it on the table. He's like, It scoots it over on the cheetah on the dust of like the crumbs of the taco shells, you know? And he just looks at me. He's like, oh, man. I'm like, thanks. And I just took his Hannah Montana card pack, and I don't remember what I did with it. I think I opened it. I shouldn't have opened it because it's going to lose its value.
You're going to make him cry.
I know.
Dude, that's good. Like, that's probably the secret to life he just gave
you. I opened it up.
Yeah. You just let it out into the ether.
Maybe that was like the greatest song. Like, it was trapped in there, and I didn't pick up on it. Like, I didn't hear it, and you know, he's like,
no, that's when Hannah Montana started turning into Miley Cyrus.
Ooh.
Yeah, right? When the great transformation happened.
I brought down the wrecking ball. That's what I was trying to tell you.
Cool.
I put the slut in her. That's what I did when I opened up that package.
The spirit of the slut was trapped in
I released Miley's
guards.
Box.
Oh, God.
And what's great about that is that you did a little bit of an Elvis voice. Yeah. So that could have been Elvis trying to warn you about.
No, man, it's cool. Don't do it.
Yeah, that could have been real Elvis, not fake Elvis.
Yeah.
Bubble Hotep Elvis.
To be fair, he was black. So.
Well, maybe.
It
was JFK.
Maybe he was.
Yeah.
Maybe he was Elvis, though. Maybe he changed. Like a reverse Michael Jackson kind of thing.
Have you ever seen Bubble Hotep?
No.
No, I strongly recommend it.